Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 5th. Happy Saturday, and happy birthday to my mom, who often listens, and I hope that my mom will be with me on her birthday. We're in Ezekiel chapter 37. We'll be reading verses 4 through 14. Then we'll move over to Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10, and we'll get to read the resurrection account. We'll follow that up with Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 through 16. But first, let's work on our memory verse. Do you remember where it comes from? John chapter 9 and verse 5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Moving into our Old Testament passage today, we're in Ezekiel 37, and it's the story of the Valley of the Dry Bones. God showed Ezekiel a vision of a valley of a lot of dry bones, and he questioned Ezekiel. He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And Ezekiel replies, "O sovereign Lord, only you know." And that's where we pick up today, this odd little story of Ezekiel and the dry bones. He said to me, "Prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God. God the Master told the dry bones, 'Watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. You'll come alive, and you'll realize that I am God. I prophesied just as I had been commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound and, oh, rushing. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching. Sinews formed, then muscles on the bones. Then skin stretched over them, but they had no breath in them. He said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Tell the breath, God the Master says, come from the four winds. Come, breathe. Breathe on these slain bodies. Breathe life.' So I prophesied just as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came alive. They stood up on their feet, a huge army. Then God said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. There's nothing left of us. Therefore prophesy, tell them, God the Master says, I'll dig up your graves and bring you out alive. Oh, my people, then I'll take you straight to the land of Israel. When I dig up graves and bring you out as my people, you'll realize that I am God. I'll breathe my life into you, and you will live. Then I'll lead you straight back to your land, and you'll realize that I am God. I've said it, and I'll do it. God's decree." Wow, let's process that just a little bit. What is going on here? Well, God is showing Ezekiel what can and will happen for the people of Israel. They are dried up. They are in a place of no hope. They think there's nothing left for them. They are represented by the dry bones. And God says to Ezekiel, "No, I'm going to put skin and muscle back on the people of Israel, and I'm going to send them back to their homeland." It's a real prophecy of hope. This is a good prophecy for us as well. It reminds us that no situation is too far gone. God is all-powerful, almighty, and he can take dry bones and make them alive. And he can take whatever situation or circumstance in your life, and he can bring life and light in that place. And now let us turn to the gospel passage, Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. The title in the message is Risen from the Dead. If you are able, maybe just stand with me to celebrate this great passage of Scripture, which reminds us that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is alive. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. Suddenly, the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven, came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone and then sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him. His garment shimmered snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened, they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women. "There is nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now get on your way quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. That's the message." The women, deep in wonder and full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. Then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. "Good morning," he said. They fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. Jesus said, "You're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee and that I'll meet them there." I love how the angel says, "Don't look for him here. He's not here. He's raised from the dead." In just a few Sundays on Easter Sunday, we will proclaim this great truth. Alleluia. He is risen. He is risen indeed. In the book of Proverbs today, we're reading Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 through 6, which talk about the adulterous or promiscuous woman. "The lips of a seductive woman are oh so sweet. Her soft words are oh so smooth. But it won't be long before she's gravel in your mouth, a pain in your gut, a wound in your heart. She's dancing down the primrose path to death. She's headed straight for hell and taking you with her. She hasn't a clue about real life, about who she is, or where she's going." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What if God took the dry bones in your life and he put flesh on them? What if God worked in the situation that seems to bear no fruit, a place that seems lifeless? Oh Lord, may it be that for your glory, you would resurrect people and situations and circumstances. We thank you for the hopeful message of the gospel today in Matthew, for the resurrection of our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for submitting to the Father's will, enduring death, and being raised to newness of life. Help us to see Proverbs chapter 5 as a warning. Lord, keep us between the guardrails. Help us not to seek that which is not for us, that will lead us down a path of destruction. And Lord, as we contemplate tomorrow and worshiping together on this Student Ministry Sunday, we pray for the youth of our church, for their leaders and volunteers. We pray over every Sunday school class that they will enter into. We pray for the conversation and for the lessons. And we pray over our worship that it'll be a wonderful time, Lord, where children and youth and adults all grow in your likeness, and to understand more fully your gospel of grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.